Alrighty, folks. Now, some of you regular listeners who are interested in diving deeper with us may enjoy having private access to some more content. Some of it, in my opinion, even better than what's on the main feed. Now, we'd love for you to check it out. I refer to
Joey,
it as
Joey, you're doing a lot of talking, man. Listen, y'all. Check it, everyone. If y'all want more of this, get that beat. Check the show notes and let's go.
What's up? Thanks to all of you who helped make this podcast happen. We really appreciate it. Those who contribute as patrons get the B-Sides podcast feed. Last week, we posted a segment in which Hayne and I pulled some pranks back in the day. One of my pranks almost got me locked up in jail. One of his made a poor girl violently throw up all over the place. Throw up's the only phrase I like for this sort of thing. I mean, whoever invented the word, other words like vomit, puke, even upchuck did one heck of a job picking some disgusting words. I have a segment on the B-Sides about what I think of the saying pastors have a target on their back. And we've got some extra content from our resident atheist, Matt Oxley, and our resident on fire for God, Amy Alderman. These two. I love hearing them talk. Some of us patrons are going through Paul Young's, you know, the author of The Shack, his book, Lies We Believe About God, on our digital book club. And I'll be posting soon a recording of last month's hangout in which we continue the conversation from episode 6, focusing in on a lot of talk about the N-word. But right now it's Ellen, myself, and Amy talking about spanking kids. Amy and I have abused our children according to Ellen's take. And honestly, although I'm not totally sold on Ellen's views on this one, she's got me rethinking some stuff. So here you go. Is spanking children child abuse?
I like demanded, pleaded, called God on promises and was like, you have to show up or like I am done. And he did. And he did.
That's something to really think about. What does it mean that the God of the universe loves me?
Are we saying that our God is bigger than their God or what?
Man, you got my mind going crazy right now.
I just think that that is evangelical bullshit.
And I don't fit in their box anymore. So feeling rejected from the church makes me feel far away from God.
If I'm living out the love of God, love of the divine, then in some ways we're unoffendable.
It's wrong to marginalize anybody for any reason.
Sometimes we can just have some things about our perspective that's off until we encounter someone who can challenge our thoughts, have conversations with us, and we just continue to grow and evolve.
I'm with you there. I like that.
That sounded like womp, 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 womp to Rob.
I'm a hardcore gospel lover. I do love the gospel. I just think we get it wrong.
Girl, I was so highly medicated, I don't even know if you
got my people.
109 days sober today, which is the longest I've ever gone.
And that's since when? Like, since you started drinking back in the high school days?
I didn't start drinking until I was, you know, like 20 or 21.
Okay.
And I'm almost 40. So it's been a long, lot of alcohol.
How was it getting off? Like, what did you think? Like for a while you weren't going to make it sort of thing? I mean,
no, because I was pretty, it was the first time I'd ever been pretty resolute about it. And so,
gotcha.
That's what kept me going that first couple weeks. Also, my husband's doing it with me. There's no alcohol in the house. I chose to do whatever I wanted instead.
Yeah.
I think I told you this before, like if I want to order Taco Bell and eat ice cream and whatever, do whatever I want. I'm going to just do anything I want except for alcohol. So that was really helpful.
Yeah.
First week or so was rough. Just because I want some like delicious cold bevy that's going to chill me out, you know? But
right.
It's been hard wanting to just like regulate my emotions and calm my anxiety and not having something that's immediate. Like I've been thanking God for gummies, but I only do that in the evening, you know, because I don't want to be just like kind of zonked during the day. But it takes, you know, a half hour or something to kick in. So it's been hard for me to not get an immediate fix to lower anxiety or rage, to be honest. A lot of it is rage, but overall, yeah, happy. I feel way more positive. Just being having changed my life on my own is the most encouraging part of it. Like Yeah. No, like I'm doing it and I'm so proud of myself. And a lot of my self-loathing is just gone.
Wow.
I'm like out from under a cloud.
And were you aware of it or were you unaware or was it even the case that you didn't like yourself because you wouldn't stop drinking? Like was that a correlation?
I mean, in fact, it affected everything. It affected the way I physically felt, my sleep, the way I was parenting, my calories, everything, right? I hated all of those things and I had the key. So it was like, well, why do you keep doing this to yourself and why can't you stop? And within one day I was free from all of it. Free. It's been awesome.
Dang. Why do you say in one day? Because it was like a decision you made that day?
Yeah. I mean, my doctor told me that she would not treat my ADHD unless I got sober. So, well, unless I stopped drinking at the rate that I was. And I realized right then that I can't just have less. I have to have none. It took me a while to understand that I was one of those people that just can't have less.
Yeah. Well, I'm proud of you. That's really awesome.
Yeah,
thank you. And I could imagine how you feel. It's like you made a huge life change and you did that, you know? Because I think I would guess there's some people that want to do that their whole lives and they just don't, never.
If I didn't have like other sober friends, for example, they have been possibly the most important part of it. And also the culture has shifted a lot. Not drinking is very cool now. Sober curious is kind of cool. So
it's less like, why aren't you drinking? And more like, oh, awesome. Good for you. Me too. You know, so
right.
That helped.
Amy, so now all we need to do is get you off cocaine and then we'll be. y'all, I've been looking forward to this conversation for years, literally ever since. Well, it probably has been a year. I'm exaggerating, but it was mentioned and I was like, oh my gosh, I've got to see Amy and Ellen talk about spanking.
Well, every time I see Amy's face, I say something about how she hits her kids.
I want to use kind of where I'm at as a spinoff point for the conversation. I don't know where I really land. I think I would probably lean a little more towards an evolution in society and we're learning how to do things without spanking. I can lean in that direction, but I'll say this though. Two of my kids, nothing else worked. Spanking worked. Our relationship didn't have a hiccup. And I have a very close relationship with those two, as well as the other two. And when they reminisce on some of their memories of spanking, and it was very short-lived, I hated it, and they quickly grew out of the need for it, in my opinion. But when they reflect on it, it's smiles and laughter. Like, it's not, oh my gosh, I don't even like thinking about those days. And I'll say this, that in this conversation, when I am considering spanking as an option, you know, I think a lot of times punishment is like the end goal. I don't even like using the word punishment. Like it's discipline. It's trying to teach them. So I would consider it like a controlled, strategic, no emotion included. Like it's not a result of anger. And I think that scenario is probably pretty rare. I would imagine a lot of parents is just like, go to your room and I'm coming there. And there's anger mixed up in it. So that's kind of where I'm at. It's probably a wimpy deal. But I'm curious as to whether or not one of y'all is going to convince me one way or another. Oh, yeah. And I was spanked too. A popular phrase that my brother and I reflect on is go to your room and pull down your pants. It sounds pretty messed up, doesn't it? But anyway, my parents took the Bible literally when it said spare the rod, spoil the child. And so we got spanked on the butt with a rod, probably into 10, 11, 12 years old, something like that. And I'm not scarred. It certainly didn't do anything negative to my conscious awareness. And I think I turned out pretty decent as a result of my parents' upbringing. And I know tons of people just like me. Of course they spanked. Yeah, probably deserved it. Were you guys spanked?
I was.
Both of y'all? Yeah.
Yeah, I think most people were, especially Christians, because, you know, focus on the family. That's the way.
Yeah.
I was spanked and we had like the greatest... story about me being spanked even in high school. There was one time, it's this like funny story that my sister and I tell all the time. So my dad told me like, get up and do the dishes. And I was like, okay. And I just sat there watching TV and he went out to the garage. But before he left, he's like, I'm serious. Get up now and do it. And I was like, okay. So I got up and went in the kitchen. Well, he went outside, like opened the door and closed the door, but it was behind a wall where you couldn't see from where we were in the kitchen. And I walked back towards the living room and my dad like came around the corner and did this number, like, shh. And my sister didn't say anything. And I was like, Amber, I was like, he's so dumb. Like, I don't have to listen to him. What's he going to do to me? And I start mocking him. Well, she starts laughing because she knows my dad is behind me. But I think she thinks I'm funny. So I'm like,
going on and on.
I keep going on and on, like mocking him. And you know how I am, like just over ridiculous, like crazy. The more she's laughing, the harder I go. So I'm like, what a dumbass, blah, 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 just mocking my dad crazy. And finally she has this like weird face and I turn around and my dad's like, I'm such a dumbass. And I'm like, and I'm probably like 14, 15 years old. And he did not say, go to your room and drop your drawers, which is good because, you know, we were four of his five children are female. He would say, grab your ankles. And so he was like, grab your ankles. And I was like, no, dog, you crazy. He's like, no, I am dead serious. And he looks at me and I'm like, there's no way. And Bert is like laughing so hard. She's like crying. I'm like, this is crap. But I looked at him and I knew he was dead serious. And he literally like took his belt off and thanked me. And I was like, I deserved it. And I'm such an idiot. So he goes to do it again. Like he's like, do the dishes. And I'm like, yes, sir. And I walk over and start filling up the sink. And he walks, acts like he's opening and closing the door, you know, like acts like he's leaving. And I was like, I don't care. He can't, like, I did it again, y'all. And again, he comes around the corner. You don't learn easily. And I was like, nope. He's like, grab your ankles. I'm like, I deserve it. But after that, I did the dishes.
So you spank, or tell us what you've done with your kids. But, you know, you've got a 17-year-old. She's 17, right? Aren't our girls 17? No, 16, right? Yeah, they're 16. So you've got a 16-year-old and then what, 24? 20, yeah, nailed it on the first. So what'd you do with those two?
I spanked each of them less than five times total.
Total, yeah.
It wasn't really effective for them. But I did, Ellen's going to love this. I did pop my oldest on the mouth when she was in middle school until she got braces in high school, because obviously that would have been.
What do you mean until, like, you did this regularly?
Yeah.
For the listeners that aren't backwoods, can you explain people what popping is?
Right. I don't even know. So I'm.
You don't know what to pop someone? You don't know what that is?
I'm thinking open-handed, right?
Yeah, open-handed. If she talked back to me, because that was her biggest thing.
Opening, it's a slap, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say, if you say that again, I'm going to pop your mouth.
A gentle hit.
Slap. A gentle slap.
Yeah.
Not gentle. Get out of here with that. Oh, you wouldn't do it.
It's very important that we sort these things out.
No, I agree. I just don't believe Amy. It's not gentle.
Well, it's not abrasive. It's not gonna like bust her lip open. I mean, it's her face. Like, I mean, her teeth are there. You can't you know what I mean? Like, you can't put a lot of force at that. I mean, that's like when she got braces, like it stopped, because I was like, you know, even a little bit of force, like it could have like ripped up her mouth, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Abby, she is an awesome kid. She really is. We had very little.
Nobody'd be surprised if she's the first woman, the president of the United States woman. Nobody be surprised at that. Like, she's that sort of caliber. Yep.
But she talked back, and I just did not tolerate that.
Now, real quick, Amy, other things would have worked. You just didn't choose to do the other things, I'm assuming. Like, if you were to have said you don't get to go out with friends for the next couple of weeks, that'd be pretty shitty situation for her. That would probably work as well. And that's not an attack on you. I'm just saying other things would have worked, right? She's an older girl.
I don't know what would have worked on her, because, I mean, honestly, she was very studious and she was a dancer. And outside of dance in school, like, there wasn't a whole lot of super socializing. So, I mean, whereas that would have affected my older would have been like, okay. She wasn't like attached to her cell phone. Like, so you could be like, oh, I'm going to take this away. There just weren't like things to like take away. She didn't work. So it wasn't like, I'm going to fine you. I mean, I don't know what you could have done.
Right. You spank them very few times. I would say the same for me. I'd be shocked if I spanked any one of my kids more than like 7 times. So in that range, what were the sorts of things, just like a deliberate disobedience or something that was super dangerous for them? What called for spanking?
Yeah, I think if it was, it would have to be something like really super dangerous. Like,
Ellen, does Amy sound crazy? Does this sound crazy? Popping her in the mouth and...
No, it's not crazy because that's what I experienced growing up. I just have so much to say about it. And I feel like...
We want to hear it all.
I don't know why spanking is controversial, even though like the studies show spanking has negative effects. And a lot of studies show that it doesn't work. And I don't understand why parents, you know, so casually do it without it, which I think it's a big deal. Spanking, if you're going to choose to do it or not. If it's not a big deal, then that's a problem. But if it is a big deal, you should look at the research, you know. And there, we have so much now.
Now, Ellen, we're buddies, so I can just throw something right. I mean, I could find research to the contrary, right? If I wanted to, I could find stuff that says spanking works. Spanking's like not harmful.
Like actual studies or some church group that says that their opinion based on focused on the family says that it's useful and necessary to hit your kids under 3.5.
I'm just saying there's got to be some stats out there that would say.
Joey, have you ever looked at it up?
No.
But you chose to hit your kids. Amy, have you ever looked up the research?
I did. After we've talked about this, like I was.
Amy's a nerd, Ellen.
Sorry. No, I meant like. Before you decided to spank your kids. Of course, that was long enough to where there wasn't probably a whole lot there. Yeah. So you've got a free pass for that.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't weird when I, you know what I mean? Like back then, but I mean, really it was a while ago. I mean, 10 years at least, it wasn't quite as taboo as it is, you know, now, but I'm also the kind of person that's like, I do what I do. And if it was taboo, I still would hold firm to, I do think, what is and isn't effective about spanking is not the actual spanking itself, but I think it's the conversation before, during, after that whole thing. I mean, I think it's, is it done in anger? Is it done in rage? Is it done to hurt? Is it? And I mean, obviously you're not doing it for it to feel great, but.
I want to break that apart, just that apart. So two things you said, doing it out of anger or not, and then also does it hurt or not? What we certainly want it to hurt, right? Because what would be the point of it? If it didn't hurt, you're not like you're giving a little massage. You know what I mean? Like the whole purpose of spanking is to inflict pain, correct?
Yeah. But I would say not enough to like leave a wound.
So a little pain. But what I'm saying is the purpose of it is to inflict pain, mm-hmm. right? Okay.
But a physical pain instead of the emotional pain of you can't be with your friends this Friday night. I mean, I think any disciplinary measure is painful. That's the point of it, is because you don't want them to do it again and have those same consequences. Like we're teaching them, hey, I'm in charge. If you do this stuff, there's going to be negative consequences. So pain, I don't think is the issue. I think for you, it would be the physical pain. So I don't think it's not pain, it's physical pain that's the problem, right? I'm really dissecting this alongside you.
I think you should, because just 7 years ago, okay, right before I had a kid, I really did assume I would spank because I was spanked. This is what we do. I think, you know, I assumed that it worked until I had a baby and realized that, well, Cole and I are the primary people that are to care for this baby. And also the child looks to us as their only protectors, the ones that are supposed to protect them from physical harm. And so it's very confusing when we choose this sort of righteous idea of like, well, this is for your own good to use spanking. And also spanking is usually done to get someone to comply, right? We want the kid to comply with our demands, which is don't do that. You need to do this. Never do that again. Don't do this, whether it's like stealing something or running out into the street. The whole purpose is to spank. I will use the word hit because it's hitting.
Inflict physical pain.
And fear. Get the kid to not do something, right?
And
spanking, or the studies show that spanking
can work momentarily,
right? To change problematic behavior, because children are afraid of being hit. That's why spanking works. That's what it does. And so why are we as parents, especially like,
I don't want to say
especially Christian parents, but maybe for some of this audience, it like it holds a heavier weight or something, but using fear to get someone to comply, someone we love, someone who is vulnerable, someone who we are teaching how to be a good person. Like, how does it make any sense when we're using distress to demand compliance for rules that we have set? You know what I mean?
We have to set rules, and that is what keeps our children safe.
Right. I was just going to say safety.
I understand what you're saying. I'm not saying that this is a crazy idea, but you know what spanking doesn't do is teach kids how to regulate their emotions. A Harvard study showed that it doesn't teach kids how to regulate their emotion. And that's why a lot of times why parents are kind of driven to spank anyway, because out of emotion, the kid will react again or have behavioral issues again. And it doesn't surprise me at all, because kids in the 90s were products of parents who were all corporal punishment was like the only way. You don't try and sort out emotional regulation. You know what I mean? So it makes sense that spanking does not go hand in hand with teaching emotional regulation.
Well, the number one way that kids learn, from what I have read, and maybe I've aged out, but the number one thing, and my pediatrician has told me this multiple times, the number one way that children learn how to self-regulate and self-soothe is by you letting them cry it out when they're an infant. Like, that's the first way. Like, a lot of children, when they get into like a year and a half and 2 years and you see them throwing tantrums, they don't know how to self-regulate and bring themselves down and stop the tantrum or stop the crying, because they've never been required to bring it back down, to realize it is okay. So I did let my kids like cry it out. It was hard, but I would let them kind of do that at a young age. And I think like that is one major way they learn how to self-regulate. But also, even today, you have psychiatrists. Like, there's that show Georgia and Jenny on TV, and like her therapist tells the teenage girl, hey, put a rubber band on your wrist. And every time you're thinking about cutting or hurting yourself, she didn't cut. What does she do? She burns herself. She says, like, snap the band and snap it and snap it and snap it. That is inflicting physical pain on herself to prevent, as a reminder of like how much worse it could be. Do you know what I mean? Like,
so why not teach your kid to spank themselves?
And while we're at this, I do want to kind of give a picture, and this will probably sound pretty sadistic to people who are anti-spanking, and I understand it. And like I said, I don't know where I'm at, but what it looks like back in the day, let's just take Waylon, for instance. I mean, he's run around the house before, tripped and like has hit corners of furniture to where his head, I mean, just awful things like that. And so there's been times, I'm sure, when he was younger, it was all about safety. And I would tell him, he was old enough to at least understand what I'm saying. I was like, Waylon, the only reason why I'm doing this is because I love you and I don't want you to get hurt. And I'm trying to teach you. I keep telling you not to run around the house and I don't want you to get hurt. So I am teaching you by spanking you so that you remember. Like, I seriously walk him through it. And when I spank him, what happened with all of my kids, and again, this will sound really messed up, and I understand, but they come to me and they cry, we hug, and then we're fine. Like, and it's not like an abusive relationship. They're not afraid to be around me. I mean, things are good. I mean, my kids want to be around me. They did as a little kid. So I'm just saying,
very stereotypical of, for one, for the person being spanked to grow up like me and say, I turned out fine. I don't think I was abused, and I'll spank my kids, right? That's very stereotypical. And also for you to say, I spank my kids and they don't say it's abuse. Of course, just because you have spanked your kids does not mean that you are an abuser. It also doesn't mean that it was the right thing to do. It doesn't mean that you didn't cause harm. You could have caused harm to your child. You could have caused undue distress to your child and undue physical pain and not have eroded your relationship. You know what I mean?
No, that's a good point. But I think equally, I also could have kept him from having a serious injury that affected the rest of his life. So you could make an argument for saying,
I'm surprised the gaping wound wasn't enough.
I'm just saying you could make a case for there being detrimental effects, what you just said, but also some positive effects in that he didn't do it again. And so, but that's a great point, though. I'm not saying that, hey, just because it worked and there's no residual effects that it's right. I'm not saying that. Right.
From my personal experience, like I was spanked all growing up until it got awkward, you know, teenagers. But I think when I was struggling with, okay, what are we going to do with our kids? How do I feel about this? And I would hear myself, well, I'm fine. But I really decided to spend a lot of time thinking about that time. Like, what does it feel like for me to remember being spanked? You know what I mean? And there's little T trauma and there's big T trauma. And spanking causes distress. It causes physical harm. Like one of our good friends said in a text earlier, because he was beaten, every time he got a little spanking afterwards, it was traumatic. It's like a lot of people call it tough love, but guys like Mark Driscoll will abuse people and call that tough love. So it's like, if you're so, not you, but you in general, that's why I say, if you're so confident in spanking, why don't you call it hitting?
What's yeah.
the difference? Yeah. It's literally just the word. And you should be able to, if it works so well and it's this beautiful thing that makes your child just thrive into compliance, then you shouldn't be afraid to call it hitting.
I think, though, you could say a similar thing to someone is calling a police officer a murderer when there's an actual criminal out there. Sure. Just I mean, I guess we could go down.
But my point is, you shouldn't recoil. Like, spanking is a form of hitting. It's
but I
not
think you just said it. It's a form of hitting. And to say hitting in general, the connotation someone has is that lady like in the grocery store beating her kid. I mean, when I hear like, oh, you hit your kid, the immediate picture that comes to mind is something out of Anger, just hitting your kid more than one time. You know what I mean? Like, just
let me throw this out there then, because there's a third person I've talked to that today about this that is like, well, as long as it's not in anger. I don't know if either of you have ever been in a manipulative relationship where someone can hurt you in a very casual and calm way.
Yeah.
It's really fucked up. And so what I hear when people say, well, I spank my kids, but it's never out of anger. I'm really careful to never do it out of anger. I know people who have spanked their 2-year-olds and say things to them like, well, to whatever, just little kids, right? Because we're only spanking the vulnerable ones. We're not spanking the teenagers that can actually like sort things out.
Unless you're Amy's dad.
Right. Yeah. Or me, who was popping my middle schooler in the mouth.
Also, grabbing your ankles, that's a very low dip. Like, there's no reason to do that. Anyway. So I know people who spank their little kids and say things like, I don't want to have to do this, or I'm so sorry I have to do this. That's so confusing for a little kid. It's very messed up. And yeah, it kind of bleeds. It can bleed into spiritual abuse. Like, you've sinned against God and now I have to inflict physical pain. You know, there's a very gross, right, slippery slope. And when it comes to that,
I don't think going to timeout should be positioned that way. Like, you did something bad, now I'm going to punish you. It's, hey, that's not something that you should do. Here's why. Now, please, you're going to have to go to your room for 2 hours. I really want you to learn this. I don't think anything should just be punitive. I think as parents, we should think through, hey, am I doing this to teach them something? Like, there's been times where my kids have been scared to death that they're going to get in big trouble about something. And I was like, you know what? I think you learned your lesson.
Because
you're off.
Because you know your kids best. For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
I read a Canadian study that found that children that were spanked by their parents were 7 times more likely to be severely assaulted by their parents than children who weren't spanked at all.
Yeah.
And as parents that, like you guys, I mean, I don't know, I wasn't there, but can say, like, I'll call it gentle spanking just for this conversation, even though that makes me want to vomit.
You don't have to. My dad wore my ass out.
Yeah. Part of the reason that I don't spank is because I don't ever want to cross that boundary into.
That's a real good point.
You know what I mean?
And I do have anger problems. Like, I love to hit
Oh, my, they can hear me right now. I'd love to hit them sometimes. And that is precisely why I will not.
You, when you became a parent, you were self-aware and you studied and you looked into it and you said like, hey, you know what? I don't know that I have the ability to not do this in a way in which it would be damaging. But like, I know that like my number one parenting tip, and Dick has told me, my husband Dick has told me just the other day, he was like, this is the most helpful tip you ever gave me as a parent. And and he said, especially being a dad of two girls, is always talk to your kids. And no matter what time of night it is, what time of day it is, how tired you are, what you'd rather be doing, listen. Every time my kids wanted to come and talk to me, even if I was tired or I wanted to watch a TV show instead, or if I was just like, shut up. Like, you know, like if I had a migraine, if I didn't feel good, whatever it was, if my kids come to me and want to talk, as long as I'm not like actively in the middle of a conversation with an adult, like I would be like, what do you want to talk about? And last night, my 16-year-old was in here talking to us and really listening about some heavy stuff going on in her life. And we were talking about this morning. I said, Dick, I know that's because we've left that door open and said, we're a safe place to talk. I feel like we did more talking and communicating with our kids than we did punishment. Like I wanted to make sure when we were disciplining or punishing or however you want to call it, we did make sure, like how Joey said, like we explained, because I don't think my parents did that. Like, I think it was just like, well, you did this. Here's your spanking, roll on.
Yeah.
And I wish it would have been more like, you did this. This is not within our guidelines. Do you understand why I'm doing this? Don't do it again. Spanking, whatever, move on. You know,
I would like to believe this. I don't think it's true, but I think the goal is to not quote unquote have to spank your kids, right?
Yeah. But I think there are times where I can think of a time. I think it was my niece. So my two sisters and I were pregnant at the exact same time. My sister above me had a 9-month-old and she got pregnant. 6 weeks later, I got pregnant. 6 weeks later, the oldest sister got pregnant. So those four grew up very, very tight. And the three of us being sisters, like if the four kids were playing and like one of us was really paying attention to something, we would spank each other's kids or correct each other's kids. However, no one got upset about it or anything. So I can remember one time, like my nephew was, I feel like doing something, jumping in the pool and didn't have his swimmies on or something like that. And I remember like jerking him by his arm to catch him and spanking his bottom and putting him on the side of the pool and being like, don't do it again. And no one batted an eye and it wasn't a big deal. But I know had I done that same thing to like my younger daughter now, she would have lost her mind. Like it would not have been effective for her. So I think you definitely have to recognize like, how is this going to be received? Like Waylon was a wild man. I remember him being a wild man. Like y'all would say all the time, he's our wild one. And I think you got to talk to him till he's blue in the face, but probably the spanking grabbed his attention.
Yeah, it grabbed his attention for sure. And I would literally have to stand on the outside of his room and hold the doorknob and make him think that it's locked because he's not going to listen. Like, stay in your room. He's not going to. Yeah, he's the only kid.
Situation with my oldest too.
Yeah, he's the only kid that's hit me in the face, and it was probably before he could barely talk, but it was so funny, and I oh my gosh, it was so hard not to laugh because I had to be like, you cannot hit your dad in the face. But he was so upset because I like picked him up and he was doing something wrong, and I just saw the look on his face, and he balled his fist and he's just looking at me. He's like, I know I shouldn't do this. And finally just did. It's the funniest thing. I did horrible research in this for this conversation, but I did think of some scenarios as far as I wanted to think of one situation in which maybe spanking is the absolute best thing to do. But I will say the lame stat that I got just to study culture, it's about 6 years old. But it's still surprising that spanking has not decreased more than it had. But from 1993 to 2017, we're talking minimal. Yeah, from 93 to 17, the modeled prevalence of spanking decreased from 50 to 35%. I thought for sure it would be way more than that, way more than that. But let me.
Well, it's going to take a while for the culture to really shift about that. I mean, I think, I don't know if we're all in the same generation. I hate to say that, but I assume we are. I don't think we're the last generation to spank our kids because it's such a cultural thing, such a familial cultural thing.
Right.
It's like, well, I was spanked and my father was spanked. And, you know, it's one of those things that it's like,
I really think that when I was reconciling my spanking when I was a kid, I realized that I didn't want to think of my dad as abusing me because I didn't feel like I was being abused at the time. And so it was like sort of confusing because I felt like, oh, it's what I deserve. This is what we do. And so I do think it is a form of abuse. However, I don't think that my dad, I keep saying my dad, I wonder if, I don't remember my mom. My mom took a couple swats at me sometimes, but I think the reason we say things like, well, I was spanked and I was fine is because we don't want our parents to be abusers. Like we don't want to shift them into that category when we don't believe that they are. That's why I say it's okay to say that I was spanked and I have a great relationship with my parents, but spanking was not okay. You know,
you can have
both things.
Yeah, I think that Dick and I were having a conversation about it, and I said, well, I definitely think you shouldn't spank with an item. Like, you shouldn't spank your kid with something. Like, that's really bad. And he was like, what do you mean? And I was like, you know, like, I didn't spank our kids with a belt. I was spanked with a belt. That hurt like a mm. Yeah. And I never dug that. I didn't like that. I was spanked with a switch. It's one thing to get a spank with a hand. It's a whole other thing for it to be this painful leather belt with, like, leaves a whelp on your butt, you know, like, ugh.
Yeah.
And then Dick was like, oh, you mean like with a spoon? And I was like, well, I'm actually not super opposed to a wooden spoon. I never spanked my children with anything. It was always my hand, an open hand. But
I mean, the only thing that I would say to that, to be real nitpicky, is I could tear my kid's butt up with my hand and you could use a rod and do less than what I did with my hand. So that probably is just like in your head. I'm
sure.
Yeah.
Honestly, to be frank about it, that's how in your mind you've justified spanking with your hand.
Well, I don't know. I never really, you know, I never thought about it till this, but I do think like I picture somebody like picking something up and I'm like, I don't like the way that seems. You know what I mean? But
yeah, here's a scenario that I would assume we can wrap this up here in a second. I would assume probably something like this would have happened with Gwenny. So let's just say we're in Target. She doesn't get her way. She's 2.5 and she's screaming and it's a public place and it's not good for people around. I can either let her scream it out in Target and bother the hell out of everybody, or I can leave Target, take her home, and pretty much she completely altered everything that we're doing because she couldn't get a hold of her emotions. Or I could pick her up and say, you need to stop crying or I'm going to have to spank you in the restroom, and scream, 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 scream. So instead of letting her completely change all of our plans, I'd probably take her to the restroom, give her a spanking, and it would calm her ass down. Well, actually, it wouldn't calm her ass down. She would calm down. Her ass wasn't calmed down, but it was just like a seamless, okay, now we're back on track. But Ellen, like I said at the beginning of the conversation, like, you're educating me here. Like, I'm leaning in your direction. I'm not there. I'm not at a place where I'm ready to say that spanking is abuse in all cases. And I think you probably are.
The definition of abuse is something that causes harm or distress.
Which is all punishment. All punishment is distressing. Otherwise, it's not punishment.
Yeah, they're
oh, like, I'm going to put your Barbie in the garage.
Yeah, or you can't have any technology. That sucks. You know, take a high school kid's phone away, and you're going to see some very distressful agony.
Look at Joey talking about his daughter being in second grade, and she couldn't trick or treat. You don't think that was freaking distressful?
I was never allowed to trick or treat, so
I wasn't either.
I was abused my whole life. You guys, we turned out fine. But I'll tell you what, I trick or treat the heck out of Halloween now.
Ellen, are you an animal person? Dogs or cats or anything like that?
I love all animals. I'm not currently allowed to have any, but I'm a cat lady.
Would you have any? And this is a serious question. It is just for kicks, but how would you feel about spanking a dog or a cat to discipline them?
That's one of the things I like to talk about, is because we don't hit prisoners in jail. We don't hit animals. Like, you would be shunned from society if you kicked your dog, you know?
Would you be shunned from sight if you kicked your kid too?
Okay, well,
an open-handed.
She's in Seattle. They care more about dogs than kids. That's their go-to example.
An open-handed, you know, hit. No, I mean, I think. Louis can open doors now.
What's up, Louis? What's up, dude?
Hey, hi, mommy's never hit me before, and look how happy I am.
So cute. He is a blend of y'all two, for sure.
He does look really happy. I don't think my kids are that happy. Great, Ellen, you swayed me with your cute kid's face.
See, I think with an animal, like if let's just say a dog is running out into the highway and you say, get back here, and it doesn't, I'm going to spank it because I don't want it to get killed. Like, that one is kind of a little easier for me.
But, Joey, I don't think hitting animals is appropriate. I mean, I eat them, so.
Yeah, if you eat animals, don't be complaining like, about getting slapped on the butt. I'll end with two very serious questions. The first one is, Ellen, we can't spank our kids, but can we, like, set up a booby trap? Because that way we're not touching them. We're not abusing them. Can we do that? Booby trap instead of spank?
Although, maybe, just like Amy said with the rubber band thing, which works, by the way, and also if you have high anxiety, that works. Make a booby trap where they have to discipline themselves. That way you're out of the picture.
Yep.
I think that is much more messed up.
have y'all ever thought, like, if the Virgin Mary...
The point is they wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, have y'all ever thought, like, if the Virgin Mary spanked Jesus, like, she'd be mistaken? It'd be a mistake. Jesus didn't do anything wrong. Jesus was perfect. If she spanked him, she was in the wrong. You think baby Jesus broke the rules?
She didn't want to be in that position in the first place.
You don't think that Jesus reached for the fire, like, as a little kid, and she had to pop his hand and be like, you'll get burned?
Yeah.
You don't think?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
Okay, my children know not to stick their hands in a fire because they're not idiots. Not because I hit them.
Ellen, would you let Amy babysit your children? she's like a A+ on the good with kid chart.
Sound good with kids.
Well, what if y'all made an agreement? Like, look, I know what you think about spanking.
Watching someone else's
chart. All right, come on, Ellen. I know that. I'm wondering why Ellen hesitated. Come on, this is a good woman here. Of course, Amy could take care of your kids. She's not gonna spank.
More sense to have someone else spank your kid.
No, that feels abusive because they don't have a relationship.
Well, you're supposed to be their kid, your kid's sole protector, physical protector.
I am protecting you by inflicting, what do you say? What was the word you said?
Distress.
Yeah, distress. So, like, I'm inflicting distress now, so to save you from serious stress later.
Like, if y'all had a monkey that misbehaved, which...
Okay. Listen, I want you guys to have some sort of takeaways from this, okay?
Because
I did not
send this away.
I changed my whole mindset about this. It's not like I've always been anti-spanking. Louis, you about to get swapped. Okay, I'm 2 more minutes. Go away. Shoot.
Try spanking him and say, don't come in this room. It'll work. He won't want to get spanked.
He'll probably listen.
No, he'll be afraid
of me. I don't think using fear to get what you want is appropriate.
That's the whole point of punishment, is the fear of receiving something you don't want to receive.
I definitely agree there. Like, is
the whole reason that we believe in Jesus is because we're afraid of hell, or is it because we want to be with Jesus? Christianity, the church, most evangelicals rely on fear.
Yeah, but I'm not scaring my kids into worshiping me. I'm scaring my kids to be safe. It's not about me. It's not like, hey, I want you to be afraid to not worship your dad. It's just basic. I don't want you to play in that part of town. And I told you that, and your uncle saw you there. I don't want you doing that. What else am I going to do with you? I'm going to give you a spanking. I've never spanked a high school kid, but
a lot of times when you're punishing, you are afraid for what will happen if you don't.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm terrified of, like, what is going to happen if I don't discipline you in some way? If Ellen, you don't learn this is wrong, what the hell is going to happen to you?
Ellen, you don't want to give Phoebe a consequence that she is afraid not to ever get again. Like missing a birthday party. If you take a birthday party away from her, she's going to be afraid that you do that again.
Include physical harm and actual trauma.
Oh, that's fine. You just kept using the word fear. And I think fear is a part of this whole equation. It has to be.
My kid's afraid to go out into the street because I explained to her what would happen to her body.
Sure.
Right. So that fear of getting run over by a car is powerful enough to make her not do
it. But not a 2-year-old.
What I'm saying, we're conflating two different things. The fear of getting hit by the car is real. I'm afraid of it. She should be afraid of it for sure. What she shouldn't be afraid of is me hitting her.
No, I don't want my kids to be afraid of me. I want them to be aware of the consequences that they want to avoid.
Yeah, but you assume that a 3-year-old has got that all sorted out in their head.
But that's not true.
We're using logic, right? We're using logic. Okay, I'm going to use physical pain so that you don't do this thing that I keep telling you to stop doing. We're assuming that they are like, okay, this makes sense. When I feel this physical pain, that means I can't do this completely different other thing. That's not what's happening.
It's just
psychological.
Let's say you put a kid in a corner for timeout, right? Like, okay, sit in the corner for 2 minutes because you're two or whatever. Shit,
that's a good point too.
They don't walk around the rest of their life terrified of corners.
No, because they didn't inflict pain on them. Do you think it is okay to inflict physical pain on a 2-year-old?
On the fence, leaning towards Ellen.
That's weird.
Now, here's the thing. Wait, hold on.
I just don't think that's a complete answer. You're saying, is it okay to inflict pain? It's motivated by a greater good. That's just a very incomplete.
It inflicts pain and it's totally fine. Let me tell you, you're going to be like, Amy, you're a lunatic. I could not be present when my kids got shots. I would have to go in the hallway. It was very disturbing to me. I didn't like it. It felt mean, but I knew it was for their greater good. Would I spank my kid? Yes. Would I be present when they were getting a shot? No. Is that jacked up? Yes. But still, yes, I think you can inflict pain and it still be fine.
Yeah. And I'm not so sure about the physical part, but
all I'm saying is, well, in a shot, let's say this, if you want to protect your kids from the flu and you make the decision for your child to get a shot, that's a tricky situation because there is no other way to protect from the flu than the shot. The difference is with spanking, there are other ways to discipline. There's the only way to protect from a disease in these scenarios is a vaccine.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But the same way that physical pain isn't going to mess them up for the rest of their lives, I don't think
spanking will mess them up for the rest of their lives. But I don't think it's right. Okay, let's say spanking Louie, right? You just saw Louie. He's almost 3. If you were the mom of Louie, would you feel comfortable spanking him in front of a lot of people?
I didn't do that. No.
Why not?
Just because I think it's a very intimate moment.
I think it shames the kid in front of other people. I never punished in front of other people. I took them away and let it be
one-on-one. Yeah, that's a closeness thing. That's like a parent and their child. So, that's none of anybody else's business.
I think it's weird to inflict physical pain and make sure no one else can see it.
But I'm not going to tear up my kid verbally in front of other people either. I'm just not going to do it.
I don't think you should tear up your kid verbally ever.
Well, what I mean is I'm not going to be super stern and say, listen, I don't want to, I'm not going to do any of that kind of discipline in front of other people for the most part.
Hey, I'm not saying I do either. I'm just trying. I like to ask questions and get people to figure out why they're doing what they're doing. And
you're so anti-spanking, just like talking to you, because I think, it would be hard to limit. Like, you're like, I get angry. I don't think that's a good thing. I don't get angry like that. So I think it would be okay.
I became a parent late.
It's different.
It's interesting
now that I've kind of deconstructed and have seen the church, really hardcore evangelical, like Jesus movement, 90s, like 80s stuff. And now I have little itty bitty kids. I'm so grateful that I can separate those things now. And I wonder if you guys would do it different now if you're a little bit more woke, quote unquote.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what you're...
Good,
Joey, that this will be a good snippet. Amy, can you define woke for us?
That's it.
No, can you?
Well,
I know it's fluid, but can you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it has become a term for, in my opinion, I think when people say, well, I'm woke, I think they're using it in a way of being condescending to someone else to say, I'm more mature and wise, and I've made decisions to be enlightened beyond the next person, and I can't stand it.
Yeah, like what I just said.
Yes.
I think that word needs to go away, just like there's tons of words that need to go away. I mean, woke does sound very condescending if somebody's woke and somebody else isn't. And I think we're all learners, all of us, you know?
Ellen, one of the best things about you is that you are easy to have a conversation with if you disagree, because I'm not like walking away from this conversation all butt hurt. Like, I feel like if you ask questions for the sake of...
I would never stick anything in your butt.
But you know what I mean? Like, I'm not walking away all upset about like she wasn't respectful or she wasn't like... You ask questions that are well thought out, like thinking, that make me pause and think. And I think that's good. And I hope that, you know, whenever we have conversations, the same happens. But
the only reason I do that is because I ask myself these same questions. And I got to the point that I got now because I realized, wait a second, why have we just always done this thing without asking questions just because our parents did it and they did it? Like, at what point are we like, hey, maybe this isn't super great? And what I want to know is,
like, if the study showed
that it is, I mean, this is kind of what they show, by the way, is that spanking is harmful in numerous ways and ineffective mostly. I mean, like I said, it can change momentary behavioral problems, but it doesn't really help in any other ways. If it became like widely known that this is a thing that shouldn't be done,
why are people going to stick with it?
And why is it mostly conservatives? And why is it mostly Christians?
I honestly, you know who I think spanks more than I think, and I mean, I'm sure people will have a field day with this. I tend to think, and I'm lumping myself in this group, I tend to think it's actually lower socioeconomic people that do it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I haven't read, I will get back to you on that because I want to see, you know, because all the studies I read, they did not separate by age, race, class. So that would be interesting.
And like my whole time growing up, and even like my friends, my children's friends and stuff, like that's been true in their circles. Like the kids that are more affluent, they're like, spanking? Oh yeah, I never did. But they're also entitled brats.
I think it's about learning your kid. And just like we in a marriage, like how does a person receive love? Like, it's not the way I receive love. It's discipline has to be like that. And I just don't think spanking is necessary. If we as parents, and I'm saying this as a parent of two little kids who I really struggle with, like really struggle with,
there is always a way to figure it out before you raise your hand. I think it's harder.
I think it's way harder not to, but I think it's gotta be
a better way. Not.
Yeah. Spanking was the hardest for me, just for the record. It was not what I wanted to do, but.
And you didn't have to do it.